And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome back to Reinvention Radio, and specifically, welcome to the New Media Minute.
Yay!
All right, so here on the New Media
Minute. That was so weak.
That was really weak. Let's try it again. Welcome to the New Media Minute.
Yeah! Woo! Oh, yeah.
I like that
one. Okay, now we just blew out everyone's ears.
All right, that's the end of our show. We're not going to do it. How can we top that? That's as good as it's going to get.
Now, if
right
there's
there.
Just a summit yeah. to support this concept.
That's what we're going to do with the whole New Media Summit. Just that all the time. Welcome to the New Media Summit. Yeah! All right, there we go.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so here on the New Media Minute on Reinvention Radio, we try to cover a lot of ground going on, what's going on there in the new media world. And as we've defined in past episodes, new media includes audio, like recorded audio and live audio, video, live audio and recorded video, blogging, both audio and video blogging, mobile, and social media. And of course, you know, the usual suspects there in social media land. So a couple of things that I think we have to talk about, and we talked about this briefly on one of the sound offs, but I want to make sure that we touch base on this again, because I think it's going to have a pretty interesting impact on the new media world in some way that we don't quite know right now. But you can't ignore when Amazon spends $14 billion to pick up Whole Foods. Somehow that is going to affect this whole tech world, and specifically, I do believe to some extent, the world of new media. And one of the things that actually I was thinking about, and I'm not sure exactly how they will pull this off, but it occurred to me that if you think about the number of people that are in a Whole Foods store on a daily basis, what, 10 million people? I mean, like, seriously, how many people go through a Whole Foods store on a daily basis?
How many are there?
Oh, God, there's, what, a couple thousand?
Mm-hmm. I mean, because they closed the Encinitas one.
They did? Now, that was a great location. Okay, so the answer is I don't know. But maybe whoever is quick draw on the Google A there could figure that out.
Yes, let's use the defined term of lots.
Well, let's just assume that it's a million people a day that go through these various Whole Foods. And if you're Amazon, how do you leverage those eyeballs and eardrums? Because now it's a different experience when you're going onto something online. And we talk about this a lot, the difference between new media and old media is you have the world of push media, yeah, which is typical broadcast media, and you have the world of pull media, where you take what you want, when you want it, and consume it, you know, how you choose to do so. And so Amazon is arguably pull media, right? They're probably, if you come right down to it, one of the world's largest media properties. I mean, if you think about the number of people that come onto that site on a daily basis, they are arguably perhaps even the first or second or third largest media company in existence, right? Just in terms of eyeballs on that every single day. So if you now think about it in terms, and so that would be pull. That would be pull media, because the people who are coming are choosing to go to Amazon and choosing to click on whatever links or whatever it might be. Versus if you go
That's still not 100% true.
I'm listening.
Because media comes in many forms. It's earned media, paid media, social media. Right. And so, like, I could look up right now, I guarantee you they're in the double digit millions a day they're spending on paid advertising to drive people to their store. I guarantee you.
You're talking about Whole Foods or Amazon?
Amazon.
Amazon.
I guarantee you they're in the double digit millions daily.
So how do you define
that? You think I'm nuts. I guarantee you they're spending at least $10 million a day in AdWords Facebook ads.
Well, you can think about it from this standpoint, which is they have all of these various verticals. One of the interesting things is if you look at the budget of HBO to create original programming and ABC to create original programming and Hulu and NBC and Fox and so on, only Netflix spends more money to create original programming than Amazon. With their Amazon
shows. That's why they're the only ones that has a chance to stay ahead of Amazon.
Right. So, all of Netflix's business. This is just one little thing that Amazon plays in.
Yeah,
but $4.5 billion a year.
Yeah, but flashback
as this little side project.
But flashback to the executives at Hollywood, Blockbuster and Hollywood Video, sitting there laughing at this idea
for sure.
Laughing.
Yes.
Laughing.
I get that.
And then they just rolled it all back into one vertical.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget that Amazon started with books in one vertical.
Right. So,
and
okay.
Then, so you dominate a vertical and then you roll
yeah,
off.
Yeah. So point exactly well taken. Now, it's funny because Amazon came through and they knocked off all the bookstores. And then, of course, what do you see in the malls now? They're opening up their own Amazon stores.
With only the stuff that sells because they got the data.
Oh, and so
that's why they can be smaller stores, too. Yes. Go in there and it's only the hip trick. Like, yeah. Whoa, mm-hmm. This is legit.
The best of the best.
Like, there's nothing you don't want to touch or pick up or look at because they got the data that this is all the real stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, look, the point only being that if we look at what happens in a Whole Foods on a daily basis, it's a lot like broadcast media, so to speak, in terms of if you create a channel that plays in that store and it plays on every store and you have now a whole network, that's a pretty powerful network. And you see that in some grocery stores now. So it wouldn't surprise me if you see some of that new media programming coming into that old media bricks and mortar world, if you will. It's a very, very interesting play.
Okay,
yes, Wade. I'm sorry. Wade is literally jumping out of my chair.
No, I just want to encourage, as we have this discussion, we need to, define terms. Because what is media, right? Mm. And see, I would see Amazon more as platform than media. It's a place, right? And so perhaps one episode, we need to figure out what do these words mean these days. Like I mentioned before, television is the box.
True.
But we think of television as being the content.
Mm.
But we're no longer consuming video on a television. So just sometime we need to have a discussion about what do these words mean today.
Yeah, I will be absent for that conversation because that is way above my pay grade. Like, whoa. Because, like, I didn't even think about television that way, but I totally get it. Yeah, no, it totally makes sense.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see, like, a segue play, something that no other stores could do that would be something different, like...
You mean like literally a Segway? Like somebody riding around on one of them little thingies with two wheels?
Inside of the Whole Foods.
No, sweet.
Not that. No. No, so basically, like, let's say I love, Trish loves to order the Amazon stuff. And if it was up to
Trish
her,
would
she would just order Amazon from Sprouts or wherever, right? Mm-hmm. Like we would do that. Or Whole Foods. But I like to touch and look the avocado, check it out, like feel it. And I guarantee I'm not the only one.
Yeah, you're the one doing that all those fruits.
It'd be interesting to see
that's
if
creepy.
You could do some really cool like hybrid play of I go to Whole Foods, I shop,
mm-hmm.
and then I just put like my code on the cart and I walk out of the store. I don't go through
checkout.
And
they deliver it.
And they deliver it to me.
Yeah.
So that's what I tried to ask just a second. What is the vision? Sorry about that. What is the vision of like the Whole Foods in Beverly Hills meets Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
is that just
I think,
delivery like Vons?
Just consumption pattern, same stuff.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Why have a warehouse of food that might spoil if I can pull my local delivery from a store that's going to sell the stuff regardless? Mm-hmm. Right.
So, those are already hubs in the middle of communities.
So mm-hmm. Prime membership free grocery delivery.
Oh, I'm sure.
Exactly.
They're doing that, I think, in some places already. Yes, Wade.
So just since we only have a few seconds. So
you want them, yes.
Perhaps we should start looking at it multi-channel, right? It's no longer just TV dominating things.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to touch people in all these different places,
ooh.
Depending on what they are interested in, which brings us back to Richard's concept of bounce.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps we need to quit thinking about monolithic platforms and going it's about multi-channel, multi-touch, and bouncing between platforms.
All right. Well, points well taken. And I guess we won't be the first to know, but we'll know soon enough in terms of what all of this really means. But I do think in some way, shape, or form, it's going to affect the new media world. And of course, if you want to hang out with us, Mary and Richard and myself and 37 other podcasters just like us, come join us at the New Media Summit and pitch us on who you are and what you do and leave the event with bookings in hand. So this episode of the New Media Minute is brought to you by the New Media Summit. Get more information at newmediasummit.net. And we will talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.